Dunkin' Cold Coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' Cold K-Cup Pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
Good morning and welcome to the third hour of Today. If Craig were here, you know what he'd say?
Friday.
It's Friday, October
right.
the 15th, already through October almost. My goodness, we are glad you're with us this morning. We have a lot to talk about over the next 60 minutes. So coming up in a little bit, our friend Keir Simmons always has these amazing assignments. Look at this. He is going to bring us along on a 500-mile spiritual journey. He's going to talk about why some people are walking for weeks. And we're going to tell you where they're going. What's at the end for these folks?
I would love to do that, to have the time to do
that.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be nice?
Ditto,
ditto. Really. Yeah.
And then later, we've got the incredibly talented Ludacris joining us live. He raps, he acts. Now he's doing something completely different. And it's inspired by his own daughter. And by the way, now four daughters. Four girls. What a guy.
Good on him.
He's the ultimate girl dad.
And if that was not enough, two words, pizza casserole. Ooh. Yes, it is a thing.
You had me at pizza.
Yeah, me too, actually. Joy Bauer's whipping up all of those, and she's got something for taco lovers, too.
All right, all of that ahead. But we begin with, of course, the big news overnight. Former President Bill Clinton waking up in a California hospital this morning. Mr. Clinton's doctors say he is on the mend and he's in good spirits, and they hope they can send him home soon. He's being treated at UC Irvine Medical Center and has actually been there since Tuesday. Now, specific details of his condition have not been released. A source tells NBC News his original diagnosis was a urinary infection that morphed into something broader. So it's not related to COVID in any way. And overnight, Hillary Rodham Clinton was seen visiting her husband. So to get some insight on President Clinton's condition and treatment, let's bring in NBC News medical contributor Dr. Natalie Azar. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
So that's interesting that he went in for one thing. We hear about that sometimes, and then they see an infection. Mm-hmm. You know, what could that mean for the former president?
Well, you know, so by our reporting as well as other reporting, you know, the president was having some symptoms of fatigue, wasn't feeling that well. It sounds like a preliminary evaluation revealed that he had a urinary tract infection, which is not uncommon, and I always think it's important to point out that in older individuals, sometimes they don't necessarily present with symptoms specific to the area where they have an infection. So he might have had a urinary tract infection and had no urinary symptoms.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they checked his labs. He had an elevated white blood cell count. Appropriate treatment seems to have been instituted immediately, IV antibiotics. It also sounds by the reporting that the infection in the urine actually went into the bloodstream. That's called bacteremia, and that's serious because that is something that if not treated appropriately and aggressively in the beginning can lead to more severe disease and outcomes.
So he's reportedly in the ICU. Does that mean or indicate the seriousness of it, or could there be other reasons that he's in the ICU?
Right. So for the average American, if you're admitted to the ICU, it usually means that your condition has potentially become important, severe, or maybe critical enough that you require ICU-level care and monitoring. And what that means is that you're basically getting around-the-clock vital signs, particularly blood pressure, you know, respiratory rate, heart rate, all of those things can be monitored much more closely in an ICU than they can on a regular floor. Mm-hmm. My suspicion, given the way they described him and his overall state, is that they were probably doing it because he was a past president and being very, very cautious, as well as wanting to isolate him and, you know, because of concerns of COVID-19.
To make sure to keep him safe there. Yeah. One thing I want to ask you, Dr. Azar, there are reports that his condition is improving with the treatment. Is that good for the long-term prognosis? It would seem to be.
Absolutely. I expect him to make a full recovery. I mean, if this was, you know, as simple as a urinary tract infection with involvement of the bloodstream, appropriate antibiotics early on is the right thing to do, and I don't think he'll have any long-term consequences. I understand they're switching him to oral antibiotics. Mm-hmm. They'll observe him for a period of time, making sure there's no worsening of his condition, and he should be discharged to complete the course at home.
That's positive news. All right, we want to bring in NBC News investigative and consumer correspondent Vicky Nguyen, because we have a lot of other topics we want
to... You slipped in so smooth.
Just
like a ninja, just moved right in here.
Well, we had you guys both here, but then obviously obviously with President Clinton, we wanted to talk about that. Let's talk about some of the big stories in the news also this morning when it comes to COVID. We've been talking a lot about boosters. The advisory panel voted to recommend Moderna's booster shot for emergency use. Let me start with you because we're waiting on the FDA's final ruling. How soon could we see some of these available?
So, you know what? What usually happens, and I think we're all familiar with the timeline now, that the FDA will ultimately sign off on this. We expect them to be consistent with their advisory committee and make a recommendation for the Moderna booster for those select groups. I would anticipate that in the next couple of days. Next week, the CDC already has a planned two-day meeting to review both the Moderna authorization and presumably the Johnson & Johnson authorization, which we expect later on today, to make their final recommendations.
And what about the mix and match? Okay.
Al always wants to make sure he does the right
thing. So am I. Anybody listening is wondering, right? I mean, look, the preliminary data.
Right. Should I not? Yeah. If I had the Pfizer vaccine, should I just stick with Pfizer for the booster?
Exactly. Look, I mean, I would say very, very clearly, the NIH study was very important, and it clearly showed that getting a different vaccine probably induced a more robust antibody response.
But it wasn't peer-reviewed.
Yeah. And by the way, we have 15-day antibody results. We don't have T-cell immunity. We don't have actually effectiveness in terms of preventing disease. Mm-hmm. We really just have what's called immunological or serologic data. The point is important, though, because the Moderna authorization and the J&J authorization, if it comes through, is happening before the NIH presentation this afternoon. Hmm. We're not 100% sure what the regulatory process is there because the FDA is approving the boosters, what we call homologous, same booster. They haven't authorized a mix and match.
Right.
And I'm not sure whose purview that necessarily is. The CDC made very clear yesterday that they only narrow recommendations. They don't broaden recommendations.
Right.
So you guys, your guess is as good as mine. I think this is a little unprecedented, to say the least.
Let's talk about the consumer side, Vicky, because...
Well, we do have one...
go ahead, please.
Yeah, just a question from a Twitter user about the booster vaccine. If you're traveling...
Yes.
You know, you're maybe going to Las Vegas or maybe someplace else, U.S. territories. What do you think? Should you go, say, someplace where you don't have to wait in line for, say, customs, things like that, and travel domestically?
That's a good one.
So here's what I would say. We all know now, 2 weeks after you've gotten a vaccine or you've been boosted, that is the highest level that your neutralizing antibodies are going to be. It's the best time to travel. Anytime you travel, yes, if you can avoid lines and avoid crowds, that's great. But again, if you're vaccinated and boosted 2 weeks after, you're kind of like, that's like the time where your armor is kind of the strongest.
That's good.
So go ahead and travel.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad we got that in. You can tell I'm overeager to get onto the consumer news. And these are questions that I'm wondering about.
Yeah. It's also one we got an IG question from.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I get Erin in here. She says, is it already too late, Vicky, to get the best deals for holiday flights? We're talking about flights. Wondering when the best time to buy domestic flights for Christmas.
Good question.
Erin, excellent question. No, it is not too late. This is exactly the right time. You want to be shopping before Halloween, especially for Thanksgiving. The travel site Hopper says that round trip, it's going to be 23% more than it was last year, right around $300. For Christmas, though, if you want to travel, try to book now.
Yep.
But at the very latest, by Thanksgiving, domestic round trip there is closer to $500, up, 50% from last year. But it's definitely not too late. You want to look on sites like Kayak, Google, look at those price trackers. The good news here is a lot of airlines are allowing you to book and be flexible with dates as long as you're not booking basic economy. So if you're not exactly sure how long you want to stay at grandma's, just book it now. Prices are not going to get better. And then adjust as you get closer.
And check to make sure grandma's home.
Yeah.
We have like one.
Boosted.
Let's jump to another viewer question because we can ask you questions.
Cindy on Instagram writing, when is the best time, best prices to shop for electronics, including TVs?
Cindy, hang on until next month. Black Friday is really going to be the best time, November, really. But I want you to start planning, searching, have your list ready to go to see what's going. Also, be aware Best Buy actually has a membership program. It'll cost you $200 for a year membership, but you get special member pricing and also they'll help you get access to things that are hard to find, like maybe that PlayStation or, gaming
console.
Wait,
so you're saying, because everything else we're supposed to buy now, right? Because we're worried that there are going to be shortages. But for technology or for electronics specifically?
Yes, electronics, appliances, cookware. That is
wait
until November. But November 1st, let's go.
Okay.
Also, Amazon's having Black Friday deals pretty much every week from now through the holiday season. Mm-hmm. So if you are an Amazon member, check there and you might be able to find something on sale.
Dr. Azar, quickly, are you going to let your kids go trick-or-treating with COVID and all that?
They're too old.
Yes, with the same.
What about my kids? Are you going to let my kids go trick-or-treating?
Yes. Oh, my God. Okay. Absolutely.
I have kids your age at my door sometimes, and I'm like,
Fine.
Exactly.
As long as they wear something, make an effort. Make an effort,
not.
Okay? You don't get, you don't get a candy bar. Just show up in jeans.
Like, you're taller than me. Nope, you can't have any candy. Dr. Azar, Vicky, thank you guys so much. Yeah.
When we come back, knock at the door that changed one couple's lives forever.
Lo and behold, FBI, New York City Police, with their guns drawn.
What?
Stand back, ma'am. You don't know who this is.
Exactly what I said.
You're going to find out the shocking secret that was unearthed after 40 years and how love guided one man down a path to redemption.
Wow.
Then later, it's a test of the body and soul. Our buddy Keir Simmons finding out why so many folks are embarking on an... And Keir looks amazing. That's ludicrous that you think that's Keir. But we'll be right back and we'll get the graphics right.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Looking forward to hearing this next story. Same. It has all the makings of a Hollywood movie, a prison break, a new identity, and a second chance.
Get this. It centers around a man named Bobby Love, who lived most of his life with a very big secret.
I mean, guys, he even hid it from his wife, Cheryl, until his past caught up with him. They share their story in a new book, The Redemption of Bobby Love, a story of faith, family, and justice.
I say my prayers when I go to bed. I say my prayers when I get up in the morning. I'm the most fortunate person that I know, really.
We're sitting right here and now. We're holding hands. I'm with him, loving him.
Yes.
Bobby and Cheryl Love met in the early 80s while working at a Brooklyn medical center.
I was a dietary aide, and Bobby at that time was a pot washer.
They wed in 1985, had four children, and built a beautiful family. While working multiple jobs, Bobby still made time to coach Little League and serve as a church deacon.
I never got in any type of trouble. I was straight and narrow on my jobs.
Cheryl, what was he like?
He was a smart guy. He made people laugh. He made me laugh. I mean, I felt good around him.
But then, on one fateful day in 2015, a door knock changing everything, and a secret Bobby was hiding for nearly four decades came to light.
This is where it happened.
Tell me about that day when your life changed.
I was fixing a cup of tea, and there was this loud knock at the door. Bam, bam. So I just went and opened the door, and lo and behold, FBI, New York City Police, with their guns drawn. Stand back, ma'am. You don't know who this is. What? And I'm looking at Bobby, like, honey, what are they talking about? But he's not looking at me. I'm crying. It's just overwhelming.
They said to me, what's your name? I said, Bobby Love. He said, no, I want your real name. Then I said, Walter Curtis Miller.
Turns out Bobby was a fugitive from North Carolina who had changed his identity, but Cheryl never knew. What happened? What was the turn where you came off the path?
You know, being in the Jim Crow South, the opportunities was limited. I mean, I was young. I just wanted more than what I had. Mm-hmm. And started stealing.
Back in 1971, he was arrested and charged with armed robbery, then convicted and sentenced to 25 to 30 years. In 1977, escaping from a prison transport bus.
When the bus got to a certain point, making a turn on that intersection, I jumped off the back of the bus.
Where do you go?
I found my way to the bus station in Raleigh. Mm-hmm.
With a one-way ticket to New York City, he turns himself into Bobby Love and meets Cheryl.
Are you thinking, Bobby, at some point, do I tell this young woman about my past?
I found Cheryl to be very honest about everything. She would probably would have told me to turn myself in.
Would you have?
Absolutely.
In the back of your mind, are you worried that someday that past is going to come knocking on your door?
Not at that time.
Not How come?
I said to myself, I'm not ever getting in any more trouble.
Now, arrested again, Bobby was extradited to North Carolina, back to prison.
The lawyer who, in New York, when he had got arrested that day, she called me. She goes, Cheryl, so when you go to see Bobby, you're going to say, I'm here to see Walter Curtis Miller. When I hung that phone up, I said to my daughter, oh, that's your father's name.
While you're in there, do you think about the people that you might have wronged?
Yes. Yes, I do. I was at a place now where, you know, I'm regretting a lot of things. I'm, you know, starting my journey, my walk, you know, and believing in God.
What was this like for you during this time when he was in jail?
I said, you're going to get out of there. You've been doing the right thing. God will forgive you for your past. And, you know, I forgive you. I want you to forgive yourself, too.
Bobby was paroled in 2016. Today, the Loves, walking fully in their truth, with hope that this story of faith in each other resonates.
Are you guys proof that there is redemption?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Turning your life around. There's always room for that.
And he is free now.
Wow.
Wow. It's an amazing story. He's on parole until 2024. And when he asked one of the officers, he goes, how did you find me? Are you looking for me? He said, no. They said, no, somebody turned you in.
And, no.
Yeah, after all that time. And he thinks it was somebody that is related. So.
Wow.
Wow.
This love kept them together.
How long was he in prison, do you know?
Just for a couple of years, less than 2 years. But the redemption of Bobby Love is out now. Head to today.com for more information. Just an amazing story.
That was really good. Okay. We'll have more during commercial break. We'll keep asking questions. when we come back, it is more than a walk. This is also a really good one. It's a 500-mile life-changing spiritual journey. Our friend Keir Simmons laced up his walking shoes to find out. Good morning.
He walked all the way there.
He
walked to Russia, it looks
like. Why so many people are inspired to do this walk. We're going to hear about that. And then later, rapper and actor Ludacris is getting animated in his newest project inspired by his own family, four daughters, girl dad. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. This morning, we're going to take you on a life-changing journey that requires a clear mind and good walking shoes. As part of his ongoing series, Incredible World, airing on Today All Day, today's senior international correspondent, Keir Simmons, who else, went on a spiritual pilgrimage. Hey, Keir.
Keir.
Hi.
Hey, Jacob. Hey, guys. Good morning to you. I'm actually in Russia on a different assignment, but what an opportunity to show you this little corner of our incredible world. This amazing building behind me here is the Cathedral of Christ the Savior. It is a beacon for members of the Russian Orthodox Church. And, you know, we've been thinking about, if you are someone of faith, you very likely have a place that's special to you, a place that if you go there, it means a lot in your life. For this episode of Incredible World, we've gone a long way from here to Spain on a journey that means so much to Roman Catholics.
The Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela in northern Spain is the final destination for these modern-day pilgrims. A journey just beginning, hundreds of miles away in the French mountains, for American Ryan Holland.
It's 8:13, so we need to get to Stepan.
Her first day on the ancient route they call the Camino, Spanish for the way. Ahead of her, 3 weeks of walking, a 500-mile journey of self-denial, of self-reliance, of self-realization. A month has passed on this pilgrim's path.
Hi.
How fitting to meet you at a crossroads. So, how far have you come?
A little over 300 miles. We have about 200 more miles to go.
As many do, Ryan has found a companion to share the journey.
This is my friend Celine. Uh-huh. She's from Paris. She actually walked from Paris.
You walked from Paris?
Yes.
The historic walk to the Atlantic coast is symbolized by a simple scallop shell carried by pilgrims who are learning so much.
Of how big God is and how small you are.
Though not every lesson need be so serious.
We learned that the frog don't make the same noise in the US and in France.
No.
A frog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Frogs sound different in America
they
and
do.
France.
Frogs?
It's quack, quack.
Not ribbit, ribbit.
The pleasure and pain of the Camino. Physical. In a day, Ryan and Celine can cover 30 miles or more on foot. And spiritual, at the end of a long day, a warm welcome at a local church. Along the route, many hostels where a pilgrim's passport is stamped. Dinner and a bed can cost less than $10.
It's a simplicity that you don't get in your everyday life. Just to be simply okay with where you are and that you're fed and that you have a bed.
Day two with our pilgrims, back on the road in cold, foggy weather.
God is going to put you in all types of weather.
And yet they say,
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Their prayers have rarely been more resonant. Their friendships rarely more rich.
I chose to hike the Camino as a form of prayer to offer for a friend who is enduring her own suffering and uncertainty. So not by any means have I enjoyed my blisters or my hunger or any sort of discomfort, but as I choose to accept it, I can then offer it up on her behalf.
And just making it from dawn to dusk along this long road, a small victory on a faith-strengthening journey to discover the world and yourself. For Ryan and Celine, there are just 150 miles to go.
An amazing experience. And guys, we also went to South Korea on a journey of meditation and detoxification, which was very zen until you get back here to Russia and they make you drink vodka.
Exactly. You've had some phenomenal assignments. Yeah. These are beautiful stories.
Right. And for anybody who thinks maybe they've seen this before, it was that movie The Way.
Yes.
With Martin Sheen, directed by his son Emilio Estevez.
Yeah.
And but boy, that is Kier's story just brings that home.
So you would want to do that, Al?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd do it in a minute. And especially if I could get Kier to go with me.
Kier will lead the way. Kier will lead the way.
Perfect.
Kier, as always, that was amazing. Thank you so much. And for you at home, for more of Kier's spiritual journey, watch Incredible World throughout the day on our streaming channel. Of course, today all day, starting at 12:30 Eastern.
And coming up next, rapper and actor Ludacris joining us live, filling us in on his latest project, inspired by one of his daughters. There's the man himself.
I love it.
Oh, I like
the
robe.
We got some pumpkins.
Nice.
And then Luda.
And then later, we're going to share 7 products to simplify your routine, including the washcloths with a secret ingredient.
Ooh.
We'll tell all when the third hour of today continues. We've been waiting for this one. Our next guest, the definition of multi-talented. Ludacris is a 3-time Grammy Award-winning rapper, actor, entrepreneur, and most important of all, dad.
Amen. Today, Ludacris is celebrating the release of his new animated series. It's called Karma's World, inspired by his oldest daughter of the same name.
Now, in the show, Karma is a middle schooler who is also an aspiring musician. She has talent and heart, but she struggles with accepting herself, including her name. Look at this.
Hey, car star. Carrie. What's up with wanting to change your name?
Carrie B and some of the kids made fun of it today. So I just want to change it to something that's not so weird.
Well, I like to think of it as unique. You see, your mom and I chose Karma because as soon as we met you, we knew you were going to be one of a kind. and you deserved a name as special as you are.
Oh. Oh, I wish I had that when I was coming up. Ludacris, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's going on, man? I love talking to you guys in the morning.
Listen, I would not be doing my job if I did not, first of all, reference the fact that you are wearing a Versace robe for your interview.
Of course he is.
Oh. I have Versace slippers over here, too, just in case, you know, just throwing that out there.
I was about to say, the only other person I've ever seen interview in a robe on the show was J-Lo, but then he just topped it with the shoes. Okay, so let's talk about this show, almost 15 years in the making. Talk to me about how this came about.
So my oldest daughter, when she was 6 years old, she used to come into my home studio and interrupt me while I was doing all these hit songs that people know of Ludacris today. And she used to say, Daddy, I want to rap, too. And I had to sit her down and say, if you want to do music, you have to talk about what goes on in your life, in your world. And at the time, you know, it was about education, learning morals, occasionally having fun, and a lot of things that she was going through. And this just birthed this idea. And we came up with all these great songs, which, of course, it took some time to go through the ups and downs in different phases. But the animation, coming up with the storyline. So, yes, you said almost 15 years. This is a decade and a half in the making, and today is finally worldwide in 191 countries on Netflix, and I could not be more proud.
So, how much input did Karma have? I mean, she's 20 now, but, I mean, obviously these were things that affected her growing up. This had to be a real collaboration.
Aww.
100%. And like you said, a lot of the storylines were based off her real life and things that she went through. And we know that a lot of children go through these things, especially with the pressures of the world today. So this show is going to change the world for the better. You know, it's tackling issues such as, you know, body shaming and self-expression and self-esteem. Mm. So I guarantee you this is going to change the world. And I could, like I said, I just need everybody to go to Netflix and check it out, because It's life-changing.
Ludacris, it really has been 15 years in the making, because Karma's 20 years old now, and she's going to the historic Spelman College in Atlanta.
Nice.
I heard you showed up on campus. Is that true?
What?
So, you know, the good thing is that she was trying to pick a bunch of different colleges, and she landed on Spelman, and I was like, yes, because I can still drive, and she's within arm's reach, and go check on her, make sure all the boys are in check.
They know who her dad is.
I'm sure Karma loves that.
Right? You and your wife, Adoxy, welcomed your fourth daughter. I remember we talked about it here on the show, Chance, in July, but you almost missed the birth. What happened?
So I was shooting a movie with Queen Latifah that's coming out on Netflix next year, and I was in New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
So what happened was the wife called me and was like, you need to get to Atlanta right now. And it was already afternoon on the West Coast, and I couldn't find a commercial flight out, obviously, without having to take the red eye. So, you know, humbly speaking, I have my own plane for a long time. So I had to call my uncle, who's my pilot, to fly from Atlanta immediately to come get me in New Mexico in order to come back. And I made it 2 hours right before it was time.
Wow. So there you go. Proud. And in fact, we have a little gift for you guys.
Uh-oh.
It's a little third hour today onesie.
We put third hour today on there she's our new little buddy. I can't wait to meet her.
So really quickly, Luda, what's it like? I mean, you got four girls, your wife. You're the only man in the house. What's that like?
Well, you know, I have 22 acres of land, and I go outside as much as I possibly can. And pretty much this house is there, so, you know, I pretty much live outside.
I got you. And by the way, your pumpkin game, very strong, my friend.
Beautiful wife's game.
Thank you. Ludacris. My wife will appreciate that you said that. She's the one who did all of this.
Tell her we appreciated it this morning. Karma's World, it's on Netflix today. Congratulations. We love talking to you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And
they can stream the album, too, so make sure they stream the album as well.
All right.
It's on all streaming platforms.
Thank you, Luda.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Ludacris. When we come back, 7 products to simplify your routine, including one that'll turn your shower, believe it or not, into a spa.
Nice.
And then later, it is a Superfood Friday doubleheader. Joy Bauer is making pizza and tacos like you never had them before. We will be right back on the third hour of today.
This morning, I feel like it's a theme here on the third hour today. We try to make your life a little easier. Real Simple Magazine is here to help with 7 products to simplify your routine.
Heather Muir is their beauty director. And to simplify your shopping experience, you can, of course, use that QR code on the bottom of your screen for instant access to all of these products. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this is my new favorite thing, and I say that so genuinely. Let's tell everybody what this is for $15.
Yes. So J.R. Watkins, this is their in-shower aromatherapy spray. Mm. So if you guys are like me, maybe you don't have time to go to the spa, maybe you don't have time to take a bath anymore, you get in the shower, start running the water, mist this around the water.
Give it a little spritz.
We'll get it going here, Jim.
Oh, and it's a whole vibe.
I'm vibing.
Oh.
And it literally fills up your bathroom, so you're getting that sauna
with the
effect.
Steam.
And this is their Awaken, their rosemary. It smells incredible.
Oh, my God. This is a $15 spa right here.
So it's like your 5-minute shower turned spa treatment.
Done.
So you're going to love
it. Vibe up the next destination. Oh, sorry.
We love it. Next up, you guys, Jones Road Beauty. This is their Miracle Balm, my new makeup obsession.
What is this?
So what you want to do is you have to break the seal with your fingers and kind of warm it up. It has these gorgeous gold flakes. You can wear it alone or over makeup, and it's going to lighten your makeup bag because it takes the place of eyeshadow, blush, and lipstick.
Oh, just a little...
Just that dewy, fresh, healthy glow.
That's exactly how you apply it.
That you already have.
I look like your daughter. Okay.
But amazing multitasking product right here.
This is for people who have hair issues, I heard. Is that true?
So we love this line at Real Simple. It's exclusive to Walmart, and it's all about celebrating curls and coils.
Hey. Oh, excuse me.
I mean, yeah. Jacob, you got it going on already. But... You know, so we love this line because it's really customized. A lot of products have like one leave-in conditioner. This actually has 2, depending on the porosity of your hair.
Okay.
So it really caters to 3A to 4C, mm-hmm. available at Walmart, super affordable, and it really preps your hair so that your curls look amazing and you don't have to fuss with them later.
Are you a 4C?
I have no idea, but whatever it is, I'll start using this tomorrow.
Okay, so this, tell us about this.
I think this could
be great. Yeah.
So makeup artist Jenny Patinkin created these cloths. They're amazing. So they have activated charcoal in them. So Chanel, you accidentally sleep in your makeup one night.
Accidentally,
Jacob,
it's a problem.
Maybe you need like a deep clean.
I do it all the time. Okay.
So with these cloths, you guys, you just add water. You don't have to mess with face wash. The activated charcoal is gonna pull out any of that dirt, debris, oil.
Wait, so you don't need water?
You need water.
Oh, you
but
do
not
need water.
Face
wash. Oh, okay.
Oh, you still need to wash. And then just rinse it and use it later or clean it up?
Yeah, so it's machine washable.
Okay.
And these urgent care cloths last for about a year.
Wow.
So, you know, instead of going through face wipes, this is a great alternative.
Fair. Good for the environment as well. All
okay,
right, next.
Something for the guys.
I actually own this stuff.
Really?
You do? Yes!
What is it?
This is Kiehl's brushless shaving cream. So my husband has tried it all, you guys, and the Kiehl's is amazing. So it has menthol and camphor, so it's really cooling.
Yes, it smells so good.
What do you
get
do?
This luxury? It's just a shaving cream.
Shaving cream.
Oh, that you'll want to steal, like I do.
Listen.
And the best part is it doesn't
smells delicious.
It doesn't give you that razor bumps, those, you know, that burny. I can't keep them on track, you guys. Just shave with this. You're going to love it. Shave, no razor burn. Okay, another one, Jacob, for you, for the guys.
Okay.
Off-court high-performance body spray. So you get to knock out deodorant and cologne in one spritz.
What are you saying about me, Heather? Does it smell?
It smells amazing.
Thank you.
And for $11, it literally smells like a sophisticated, fancy, expensive...
Can I smell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I want to show you a tip. Now,
sophisticated, fancy, what is it?
Go ahead.
So another tip, you guys, when
ooh, that is sophisticated.
Isn't that good? For $11
bucks. It is really nice.
But and another
Isn't
tip,
that nice?
When you want to spray perfume and you're testing it, spray it into the cap. And then you can decide if you like it and then do it out in the air.
Gone are the days of this. Okay, so this last one, it says a baby ointment that you say works for adults.
Yeah, so this is Tubby Todd. This is their all-over ointment. I have an almost 2-year-old, and I tried everything for his red cheeks, his little eczema, his diaper rash. This is the cream that never disappointed. It has plant botanicals, and we love it so much. I get this, like, funky rash on my finger.
The ring. Yeah.
It's the only thing that cleared it up. So we're getting ready to put it on baby girl coming up. So
congratulations to you, Heather.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much. Everybody, Heather Muir. For more information on these products, head to today.com/shop.
These were good.
Really good.
Really good. Thank you.
All right. Up next, it's definitely not delivery. Joy Bauer is turning pizza night upside down in Superfood Friday when we come right back.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's.
Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Superfood Friday, and today nutritionist Joy Bauer is turning two family favorites into casseroles. Good morning to you, Joy.
Hey, Joy.
Hey, guys. We are casseroling right into the weekend with two scrumptious recipes, and the first is a veggie-packed cheesy pizza casserole.
Let's
Can I just tell you how much I love my job? I love my job. Okay, so what we're starting with is a cauliflower crust.
Oh.
So here I have 4 heaping cups of cauliflower florets that I microwaved. And then you're just going to want to mush them with a fork and take out all of the water. Then putting in some eggs, some mozzarella cheese. Whoops, got a little bit stuck here. A little bit of Parmesan. And because I want to bring all those pizza pie flavors to the table, this is Italian seasoning and a little bit of garlic, salt, and pepper. So this is going to all get stirred up. And I'm going to show you what it looks like because I push it into the bottom of a casserole dish.
Mm.
And let me show you how it cooks. It's a crust.
Okay.
This is a real crust. And at the same time that this is cooking, we are going to have an antioxidant love fest because I roasted all these vegetables. Again, at the very same time, we're going to layer it. Look at this. And you could do any vegetables that you want. And honestly, you could also open up your fridge and you could throw in whatever you have left over from the night before.
This is really good, Joy. And I think with all these veggies, it's like you wouldn't even know. It feels naughty, but it's yummy.
No, I feel like it's getting ripped right now just eating this, Joy.
Oh, you are. It's an antioxidant love fest, I tell you.
It's good.
So here it's have tomato sauce goes over the top, whatever marinara sauce is your favorite. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're going to layer on some more ooey gooey mozzarella cheese, or you could blanket it with slices of mozzarella, and then you get those puddles of cheesy bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit more Italian seasoning.
That's
and
good.
Then I like to fake out pepperoni slices. So look what I've done here. I just sliced some tomatoes. You put them right in the oven, and it just until the cheese melts. So I would say that this is probably about 15 minutes. I'm going to show you what this looks like.
And Joy, I want to also get to the taco. We're already picking
out
on our casserole. Tell us about,
it's really good.
We're going to eat that while you tell us about the taco.
Okay, so this is a Tex-Mex dream. I'm going to grab over here on the skillet. I have some sautéed lean ground turkey meat. I'm going to bring over all my fixings. And all you're going to do after the turkey meat is cooked, I put in a rinsed can of black beans, of some corn. I have 2 cups of jarred salsa. You know what I say? You are the boss of your sauce.
Boss
so it could be
sauce.
Mild or spicy.
This is good.
And a taco seasoning packet.
Oh my gosh. We can do this.
You stir this up and you're going to then, let me show you how easy this is. You can do this tonight. I have a casserole. I layered some whole grain tortillas on the bottom.
I'm sampling
one. You put your meat on top. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to add some cheese. I'm going to get to the finished one. You add some cheese. You put another layer on top of the tortillas. And then anything you want. I'm going to show you this taco bar. And you can set up a taco bar. Look what I have here. Shredded lettuce. I have tomatoes, scallions, jalapenos, guac, sour cream.
This is a no-brainer.
And everybody, you could make your own personalized taco.
Good. Really quickly, Joy, how long do you bake it for?
I mean, maybe 10, 15 minutes because all you want to do, the meat is already cooked.
Right.
So all you want to do is melt the cheese and you want to slightly get those tortillas a little bit browned. It is sensational.
So good. Home run, Joy.
Thanks,
Thank
Joy.
You.
for these
recipes. Happy weekend, everyone.
You too.
You too. Head to today.com/food. We'll be right back. This is tonight. I can do this.
Delicious. I'm going to finish this.
It's like our cousin came to visit. Now it's time for him to leave.
Going home, back home. I'm going to miss you guys.
Back to LA.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Coming up on Monday on the third hour of Today, the great Jason Sudeikis joins us live.
And coming up today on Hoda and Jenna, Halloween party ideas that are so good, it is a little bit scary.
And there's still time to shop all of Jill's deals from her throwback steals and deals special. Head to peacock.com today for all the details. Peacock.today.com, I should say. There are more than 30 products, so you can get a start on your holidays.
And don't forget, you can still get 30% off 6 months of Peacock Premium using code TODAY30. And by the way, Peacock is part of our parent company, NBC Universal.
I'll see you tomorrow on Wild Child. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.